شانا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 14th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Naba, chapter number 78 and verses 31 to 40. So we make an announcement and say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu, and it is only the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, the barakah wasila of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our Markaz Sahaba, the radio, the decoder is working. We request all of you, it's Wednesday afternoon, make dua. Almighty Allah keep us always on the right path, and so that we can propagate the true Islam, the pristine Islam. And we apologize for the few days, 5-6 days we were not on air. Allah Jalla wa Ala have mercy on us, all times, all places, all circumstances. So let us recap yesterday's lesson. Almighty Allah spoke of the people who land up in Jahannam, the hellfire, Allah forbid. That is a dua we must make now. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Oh Allah, you protect and save us from the fire and Jahannam. And Allah will tell us about Jannah. Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha. Things are recognized by their opposites. When people land up in Jahannam, the hellfire, because of their kufr or blasphemy, or because of their shirk and polytheism, idol worship, or because of their nifaq and hypocrisy, and this is for people who are sane and mature, la bithina fiha ahqaba, then they will stay there for years and years. Ahqab, the plural of huqb, which means 80 years. But here is ahqab, so everlasting, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 33, verses 64-65, khalidina fiha abada, they will dwell and stay there and eternally, perpetually. And they will not taste fiha bardaw wala sharaba, anything that's cold water, cold juice, or anything that is palatable, wala sharaba, any other type of drink. What will they taste? Illa hamima wa ghassaqa, that the boiling water and the pus and the refuse of the people of Jahannam, Allah forbid. Jaza'a wifaqa, we say the punishment must suit the crime. So that's the meaning, jaza'a wifaqa, that the punishment is corresponding to their criminality and their kufr and blasphemy and shirk and polytheism. And for the people who died with nifaq and hypocrisy, only paid lip service to Islam, the heart was devoid of iman, Islam, for them is worse than the normal kufar and non-Muslim. Chapter 4, verse 145, innal munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar, for them will be the lowest layer in Jahannam. Why? They were rejecting our verses. They did not believe there will be a day of reckoning, and everything is recorded, and their punishment will increase. Every time they want to escape, they want an exit route. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍّ, because of the worry, sorry, sadness. So Allah Ta'ala will then send them back into Jahannam. وَذُوقُوا فِيهَا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ, and keep on tasting the punishment of the fire, the furnace. Allah mahfadhna min, Allah protect us. Now Almighty Allah in today's lessons tell us about the true believers. True believers are people with taqwa. Taqwa means to abstain and refrain. So first they abstain from kufr and shirk. They abstain from nifaq and hypocrisy. And they abstain from the major sins. They abstain from innovations. They abstain from the sagair, the minor sins. These are the different levels of taqwa and piety. They abstain from things that are mushtaba and mashkuk, that are doubtful. So all these are the different categories of muttaqeen. Chapter 78, Surah Naba, and verses 31 to 40. Inna lil muttaqeena mafaza, verily for the people of taqwa and true piety, there are those people who carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts simultaneously. There are those people who fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah and creation simultaneously. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he was asked, what is the definition of taqwa? If you want it, open Mawahib Ladunniya, Allama Qastalani's great work, and there you will find the reference. He said, what is taqwa? Four phrases, every phrase ending with alam. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, we must have that fear for Almighty Allah. At all times, all places, in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and public. Today we are sanctimonious in front of the public. We show a pious face. When we alone, many of us, Allah protect us, save us, busy with the porn, busy with the chat sites, busy with other people's daughters and other people's wives, Allah forbid, or other people's husbands and boyfriends. So inna lil muttaqina mafaza. So taqwa, al khawfu min al jaleel, wal amalu bit tanzeel, and you practice on the Quran Sharif, you practice on the Sunnah Mubarakah, the wahyain, the two wahi. Wahi, the noble Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the actions, the speech Mubarak of the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That also is Wahi. Chapter number 53, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. He, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did not speak of his own desires. It's but wahi, revelation that is sent to him, to Mustafa, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So practice on that. And thereafter, وَالْقَنَاءَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ, you are content with the little we have. Today we are busy in a rat race. Madness has overtaken us. We trample on the Sharia and we just take people for a ride. One chap told me now in my trip to Limpopo that that person took the bank for 100 million Muslim, and they asked him, what are you doing? He said, no, I'm making jihad against the Jutlas, and this is my jihad. That is not jihad. That is your greed, and they must put you away for 10, 20 years in prison. Then you will come to know what is Islamic justice. So people are crazy today. Majority of them, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ, madly in love with this world, and the hearts are saturated with it. الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيلِ وَالْقَنَاءَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. O human being, O masterpiece of Allah's creation, prepare ye in this world for the day of departure. The day of our death, prepare now. Hadaiqa wa anaba. Hadaiq, plural of hadika. The gardens of paradise, beyond imagination and perception. So inna lil muttaqina mafaza. Verily for people of iman, faith, taqwa, piety, there is mafaza, the success, and it is hadaiqa, the gardens and the orchards, wa anaba, the plural of inab, the vineyards. You go to Cape Town, you go to Paarl, you go to Stellenbosch, all that, you can't compare anything of this world compared to Jannah and paradise. Wa kawaiba ataraba, you need to understand this word. The word kawaib is the plural of kaib, kaf, alif, ain, ba. You see Kaaba. Why is Kaaba called Kaaba Musharrafa? Makanun Murtafi. It is a tall, high building. In those days, the others were very, very, you understand, small compared to it. Very, very short compared to it. You look at your ankles. Right? Allah Ta'ala says, Wa aydiyakum ilal marafiqi wamsahu biru'usikum wa arjulakum ilal ka'abain. You see your ankles are protruding, they're coming out. So therefore, wa kawaiba atraba, they're in Jannah. Allah has kept for us the women, and they have big, big, you remember, bosoms, and atraba, they are your same age. So you remember that this is beyond our understanding, but what human being relishes and cherishes, the big bosom they'll have. So atraba, to rob you and the lady are playing in the sand the same time. Therefore, when you get married, it's not a must, but it's desirable. Choose a lady who is your age. Choose a husband that is your age. 1, 2, 3 years difference, no problem. But not 20, 30 years difference is permissible, 100%. But remember, we're speaking of what is desirable and the best. وَكَأَسَنْ دِهَاقَ, and you will have the cup that is filled to the brim, a mamlu'a. So that is dihaqa. So filled with honey, filled with alcohol. Not the alcohol of this world that intoxicates people. This is sharaban tahura, that is pure and will not intoxicate you. So imagine everything we relish, cherish, same time, instantly you will find it there. No load shedding, no water shedding, nothing, no tear shedding. And yet in this world we cry to Allah because we committed so many vices and sins. We cry to Allah for our needs. So yet there, only happiness, joy and prosperity. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا. They in Jannah and paradise, they will not hear lagwa, futile speech, futile actions. Nay, everything perfect and more perfect than the word perfect. Wala kizaba, and no lies. No politicians come there with their forked tongues, tell you we want peace, P-E-A-C-E, but they steal more pieces of land, occupy more pieces of land. No. So no lies, no propaganda. Jaza'an min rabbika ata'an hisaba. Juxtapose it. For the people of Jannah, jaza'an min rabbik. This is the magnificent reward and award from your sustainer, nourisher. For people who died and passed away with Iman and Islam. And look at it there, cross-reference, and you see chapter number 78 and verse 26. For the non-Muslim, jaza'u wifaqa, the punishment must suit the crime. So therefore, eternal condemnation, and they will dwell and stay in Jahannam forever, Allah forbid. For me and you, what His grace, mercy, benevolence, we die with Iman and Islam. Jaza'an min rabbika ata'an hisaba. The reward and award from your sustainer, ata'an, it's a gift. A person, multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, multi-trillionaire, without you asking, he gives you something. He says, I like you, I love you, he gives us. We feel so honored. This Allah, Jalla Wala, who is the King of Kings, is a gift and present from him. Ata'an hisaba, ata'an kathira, ata'an kabira. A magnificent gift, a magnificent and reward beyond perception, comprehension. Ma la aynun ra'at, what no eye has ever seen. Wa la udhunun sami'at, what no ear has ever heard about. Wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar, what no mind has perceived and understood. Beyond perception, comprehension. Because we are duyuful Rahman, hum to Allah ke mehman hai. We go for Hajj and Umrah, then with the guest of Rahman of Allah Jalla Wala. We make ziyarat of Medina Munawwara to offer and confer our salat and salam to him, the master, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the most beloved, the most precious to Allah. Ham to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke mehman. Then we are the guest of the master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're not the guest of some politicians and some families or government. Nay, they will come and go and change. So remember that. Now there we are the guest of Allah perpetually. Yea, in this world we go for Hajj pilgrimage, Umrah, minor pilgrimage. Then you come back. So we are guests for a short period. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Now he is stamping his majesty, authority, sovereignty. Rabbi Samawati wal Ard. Analyze the word Rabb. What's the meaning of Rabb? You were born 20, 50, 60, 80 years ago. No teeth, nothing. And then the teeth came after a few months, so milk teeth. Thereafter, you find the permanent teeth. So that development that goes on, I'm growing, I'm 6 feet tall. And now I stop with Allah's help. Imagine I keep on growing. So where will I be able to sit and sleep and so forth? So remember that is Rabb. He let us come into this world with his grace, mercy. Then our fingers, our toes, our body, everything development. Then when it reaches its kamal and perfection, then it stops. That is the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. Ye to kudrat ka karishma hai. That diversity in unity and unity in diversity. Rabbi Samawat, look up in the sky. And what you see? You see blue skies. Where are the pillars? Who is holding up all this? Millions and billions and zillions of kilos. We go over the plane above the clouds and we look up. Can we ever understand the majesty, authority, sovereignty of Allah? Never. Rabbi Samawati wal Ard. One rain comes, but you see the grass, the lawn is green. You see your roses are red, and you see that your plants and your vegetation, your fruit, all diverse colors. The kaleidoscope of colors should show us the greatness, majesty of Allah. We believe in Him alone. Wa ma baynahum ar-Rahman. And whatever is in between the heavens and earth, everything belongs to Him, Allah, the most gracious, the most who are beneficent. And la yamlikuna minhu khitaba. No one has the right to address him. Yes, he gives permission, then we can speak to him. He doesn't give permission, everybody will be in awe, A-W-E, in fear, and because this is Allah. Allah Ta'ala's court, the divine court, but Allah's benevolence, mercy. He will say, ask me, and whatever you want, immediately you will get. You see Allah explaining, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّى. When we meet the presidents, when we meet the king. So we met the king of Saudi Arabia in his palace. We met the president of Malawi in his palace. So like that you meet prime ministers, president, royal family, as they like to be called. So what you see, the policeman, the guard of honor, you see the army, and whoever else. Now on that day, the day of justice, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ. The Amirul Malaika, the Archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salam will be standing. Wal Malaika, all the other angels, swaffa in their rows, according to their category, according to their rank and age, stage, you know that the rank and status they have. So, and that they'll be standing properly, in an orderly manner. لا يتكلمون. No one will speak. No human being, no angel, no creation. illa man adina lahu ar-Rahman, except whom Almighty Allah, who is the most gracious, the one who is very gracious. When he gives consent, then you speak. Wa qala sawaba. And when the person speaks, he will speak the truth. The correct speech he will say, because he is in the divine court. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will go into sajda. Praise Almighty Allah jalla wala, like Almighty Allah was never ever praised before. Allah jalla wala's rahmah will come into josh. His mercy is overflowing. But Allah loves the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. Salma sheet, ask whatever you want. Sal tu'ta, washfa tu shafa. Go open Sahih Muslim. You will find the long, big hadith regarding Shafa'atul Kubra, the intercession of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read now, O Ummah. Allahumma arzuqna, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa. Grant us the intercession, Ya Allah, of the Master Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yawm al-qiyamah. Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic hadith. Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession will be for those people of my ummah who perpetrated and committed major sins. So always beg Allah for the intercession of the Master. You non-Muslims, you rejecting the day of justice. Now you will face it. Then you want to believe. Alas, it's too late. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. That is the day which is the truth, whether you like it or you don't like it. How death comes on the appointed time, in the specific place, we like or we don't like, it's going to happen. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. Whosoever wishes, then take the path of Almighty Allah, which he chalked out, and then you will go مَآبًا. That will be your resting place. That will be your returning place. When you go, and Allah says, you believed in me, you believed in Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, the articles of faith, you made a good effort, you fulfilled your duty with beauty and died with iman. Go into my Jannah. Fadukhuli fi ibadi. Wadukhuli jannati. Go join my special servants. Enter my Jannah, my gardens, my paradise, which I have reserved for you, O Muslim. But the non-Muslim, inna anzarnakum adaban qariba. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty. Inna, surely we, the royal pronoun. Andharnakum, surely, definitely, certainly. We are warning you. So Allah Ta'ala uses double emphasis and warning with love and compassion. Your name, my brother, is Nazir. My sister, your name is Nazira. It means to warn with love and compassion. So indeed we are warning you with love and compassion. That is with mahabba and love. Azaban qariba, a punishment that is very, very near. And it is around the corner. It will engulf you. It will surround you. One tsunami, one flood, one hurricane, one earthquake, one earth tremor. Finish. Millions of people. Yawma yanzurul mar'u. That day when the person sees, ma qaddamat yada, what his hands has sent forth, the non-Muslim, this is especially, what will he say? Wa yaqulu al-kafiru. The non-Muslim will have the desire, wish, ya laytani kuntu turaba. How I desire and wish that I am reduced to dust and sand. He will see the hadith in Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawood. The animals will be brought. Justice will prevail. The animal with horns, and it gorged the other animal without a horn. So Allah Ta'ala will change it. The animal did not not have horns will have horns, and he will take his or her justice. Then Allah will tell them, Kunu Turaba, you the animal kingdom, reptile kingdom, other kingdom, besides human being and jinn, go, you are reduced to dust. He that non-Muslim now knows now, he has failed the test, and now the verdict is passed, going to be passed, everlasting Jahannam, everlasting condemnation. So on that occasion, the non-Muslim will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, how I wish I am reduced to sand. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannatal firdausil a'la. Ya Allah, we ask of you jannatal firdausil a'la. Ya Allah, we ask your protection from Jahannam. Allahumma jirna min an-nar. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The Markaz Sahaba Radio is working. Pass the message around. It's Wednesday afternoon. Make dua that it continues running for years and years, decades and decades, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, to teach the people through Islam according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and not to curry favor with people or politicians and governments. That should be our aim and objective. Continue making dua. It's time, Sa'a Mustajaba. Duas are accepted now. Make dua for this sinner as well. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us all for his deen, and make our khatima and ending on iman. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we meet you. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran. Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.